Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the first day of Shvat, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Tavshin Bei Beis. Masechta Brachos, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Vav. We continue to talk about the Baal Keri, the man who's had an issue of semen from him, which makes him Tamei for one day. But even though Min HaTorah he's allowed to learn Torah, he's allowed to daven, Ezra made a takana that he should not do so, he should not learn Torah until he goes to mikveh. Now, what happened, and this was done so that the people would not be too indulgent in relations between their wife with their wives, and therefore this would discourage them if they knew they had to go to a mikveh afterwards before they could learn. Nowadays, the gzera of the Ezra doesn't apply, as we learned before. But this mission is still talking about the time when the Takan of Ezra was in force. What would happen, however, if in addition to the Tumah that he had, that a person had of being a Baal Keri, he had some other underlying Tumah, something that was perhaps more severe? Would there be any point in going to mikveh? Or do we say that, no, since after going to mikveh he's still going to be Tomei, and with a more severe tumor, there's no point in going to mikveh. And here we learn there is machlokes about this in our Mishnah. Zov shirah keri. A person who's a zov, who saw keri, who had an issue of shechel zera coming from him, semen coming from him. Now a zov is a man who is tamei for a physical disease coming out of his bris, and for which the Torah says that he can be tamei up to seven, he has to wait for 7 days before he can become tahor, clean. So the Zov is tamei for 7 days. But what happens if he also is a Baal Keri? Does he need to tovel for the Keri, for the issue of Shechel HaZera that came out of him or not? V'nida shepolta Shechel HaZera. Now a nida is tamei for 7 days. As it says in the Torah, Shivas Yom Tiyeh V'Nosa. But if she's had relations with her husband beforehand, and she had some zera within her, and now her body expelled that, she then has a din of a Baal Keri, which is, of course, a much lighter form of tumah. It's only a tumah of 1 day. But the din of Baal Keri means that she has this tikkun, is there the tikkun of Ezra? That she needs to go to mikveh first, before she could learn Bahamashameshes, or a woman who's had relations and therefore she is Tommy as a Baal Keri, she has a din of a Baal Keri, but then Sharosa Nida, after she had relations, she sees the blood of a Nida, which means she's Tommy for 7 days. In all these cases, Tzrichin Tvila, the Tanakama holds that they nevertheless need to Toivel before they can learn Torah, before they can daven like the Takan of Ezra. And that's despite the fact that going to mikveh for the keri will not make them tahar from the more severe tum of zivah nida. Doesn't matter, they're still left to go to mikveh. Because the reason for that tefillah, for the mikveh of the Baal Keri, is different to all other tumas, as we said before. And therefore, regardless of the fact that they're still not going to be tahar as far as kodshim is concerned, truma and other things, because of their various states, whether they're a Zova or whether they're a Nida, doesn't matter. They still have to go to mikveh because of the carry. However, says the Mishnah further, Rabbi Yehuda Poiter. Rabbi Yehuda says no. He exempts all of them, all of the cases that we mentioned, from the Tvilah because of carry. Whether they became chayiv in the Tvilah of the carry before they had the more strict Tumah, like a Baal Keri, who then sees a Zov, becomes a Zov, or whether the Tumah preceded the keri. For example, the first case, the Zov who sees keri, or Nida who expelled Shechel Zera. Rabbi Yehuda says, no point going to mikveh, and the Gzera does not apply then. However, we've already mentioned that the Tvila of Baal Keri, this Gzera, has already been bottled because it did not spread through Klal Yisrael, as the Rambam says. Most of the Tzibur, most of the community wasn't able to hold by this Gzera, and therefore today, officially, one can learn Torah, one can daven even as a Baal Keri, even with the Tumah of Keri. Perek Revi, Mishnah Aleph. The first three perokim of Brachos dealt with the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema and its brachos. Our perek now turns to the mitzvah of the din of tefillah. Tefillah means Shemoneh Esrei. Most people hold that the davening of Shemoneh Esrei is midrabanan. Tefillah is generally midrabanan. There is one opinion, Rambam argues, he says that it's a mitzvah min haTorah, but most of Rishonim hold that it's a mitzvah midrabanan, unless a person needs something. So the rabbis instituted in the times of Ezra that, and the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, that one should have a set Shemoneh Esrei in which we could ask many, many requests. It would start off with brachos, thanking Hashem or Shvach, praise, and then we would have the requests in the middle, and then afterwards, at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, we have the last few brachos, the last three brachos, which are hoidah, thanking. How many Shemoneh Esreis do we do a day? The rabbis instituted that we would have one tefillah of Shacharis, which would correspond to the Tomid Shel Shachar, one Shemoneh Esrei in the evening, which would correspond to the Tomid Ben Harbaim, that's the Mincha. And then they also instituted that whenever there would be daylight, when there was Musaf offered in the Beis HaMikdash, such as Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, Yom Tov, there would be a fourth one that would be called, a third one that would be called Musaf, the Musaf Korban, the additional. However, there was another tefillah that they made, which was an optional tefillah originally, and that was Maariv. Maariv was made to correspond to the limbs of the Korban Tomid of the evening, which would be able to burn all night. All night it could burn until the morning. And they instituted the mitzvah of Maariv, of the tefillah of Maariv, which initially was only an option, the rishus, but as the Rambam brings down Hilchos Tefillah, nowadays all the Jewish people around the world do it and have accepted upon themselves almost as an obligatory. So now it's an obligation to daven Maariv as well. Says the Mishnah, Tefillas HaShachar, the davening of the Shemoneh Esrei of Shacharis, Ad Chatzos has to be done and finished by midday. The earliest time the Mishnah doesn't mention, but that is, the Rosh says, as soon as the pillar of dawn is there. However, that's only B'diavad. L'chatchila, one should daven Shemoneh Esrei after sunrise. But the end time is, the maximum time one has, is till midday. Rabbi Huda Amar Ad Arba Shos. Rabbi Huda says, even earlier, he says until 4 hours of the day. Now, when we mention hours, when we mention midday, we're not talking about 60-minute hours. We call it daylight hours. If it's a perfect day of day of 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., let's say sunrise 6 a.m. and sunset 6 p.m., others work it from the crack of dawn until Sesek Echavim, you divide that by the number 12. So if there was exactly 12 hours, to a 6 to 6, each hour would then be 60 minute hours, and according to the Tanakhama, you'd have to finish by 12 p.m. according to Rabbi Huda, till 10 p.m. the first 4 hours of the day. The reason of the machlokes is because the tefillah of Shachar, as we said, was made to correspond to the Tomid Shel Shachar, the Tomid of the morning, and the Tanakhama holds that the Tomid Shel Shachar could be brought up to midday. So therefore, the Tevilas HaShachar, the Shemoneh Esrei, was also made until midday. Rabbi Huda so holds that the Korban Tomid in the Beis HaMikdash could only be brought till a maximum of 4 hours of the day, which is till 10 on that perfect day, and therefore the time of Tevilas HaShachar is only till 4 hours of the day, till 10 o'clock. The halacha is indeed like Rabbi Huda, not like the Tanakhama. Tefillas HaMincha, says the Mishnah further, the tefillah of Mincha, of Shemoneh Esrei of Mincha, is Ad HaErev, until the evening, which is until the sun set. Now, the tefillah of Mincha corresponds to the Tomid Shel Ben Harbaim, the afternoon Tomid, and since the afternoon Tomid was offered every day until sunset, before sunset, so therefore that's the maximum time as well. But when did they actually offer the Korban Tomid? What's the best time for davening Mincha? The Korban Tomid generally was offered on a daily basis 9.5 hours into the day. On a perfect day, 6 to 6, beginning at 6 and ending at 6 p.m., then that would mean they would start the Korban Tomid at the Offer of the Kohen Tamid at 3:30 p.m., which is 9.5 hours into the day. And that from that time, that's called Mincha Ketana. It's called Mincha Ketana because it's the smaller time of davening Mincha, if you like. It's only 2.5 hours before sunset, before the end of the day. However, sometimes they would offer the Kohen Tamid of the Mincha of En Shel Ben Arba'im much, much earlier. And that would be when Erev Pesach fell on a Friday, and Pesach was offered after the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. So you needed to have time for thousands and thousands of people to bring their Kohen Pesach. So therefore they would offer the Kohen Tamid at the earliest point in the afternoon, which would be at 6.5 hours in the day. On a perfect day of 6 to 6, that would be at 12:30 p.m. And once 12:30 p.m. arrives, that would be called time of Mincha Gedola. Mincha Gedola, because there's a lot more time yet still to daven Mincha. So the earliest time you can have Mincha till this also is from Mincha Gedola is from 12:30. This is all, of course, assuming it's a 60-minute day. If it's a long 60-minute hour, based on a 12-hour day. If it's a longer day, for example, if it's an 18-hour day, such in the summer, let's say dawn is the beginning of the day is 2 a.m. and ends at, let's say, 8 p.m. So that's a long, long day, 18 hours. So then each hour would be 1.5 hours of the normal, would be each hour would be 90 minutes. And if that's the case, then you'd have the day would be the days, of course, are a lot longer, and each hour stretches much, much longer as well. So then you would have 6 hours. It would be 6 times 1.5 hours, which would be 9 hours into the day, would be midday. So you'd have from 2 a.m. till 11 a.m. 11 would be midday in that case. But that's in a case where the hours would be 90-minute hours. So you can see that it depends on how long the day is as to how long each hour is measured. But we've chosen to explain this based on a simple 60-minute hour. This is the opinion of the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama holds the Mincha maximum time is right down till the evening, till the Rabbi Yehuda Omer, which is sunset. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. He says, Ad plag Mincha. He says, no. He says, only till half the Mincha. What does it mean, half the Mincha? And the rabbis explain it means half of the Mincha Ketana, until half of the period of Mincha Ketana. Now, Mincha Ketana, the small time, we said, starts at 9.5 hours into the day, or on a perfect day of 6 to 6, at 3:30 p.m. 3:30 p.m. till 6 p.m. is exactly a time period of 2.5 hours. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you've only got time of Mincha till half of the 2.5 hours, which means 1.25 hours before sunset, before the end of the day. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you would have to finish Mincha not by 6 p.m., not by Shkia, not by sunset, but by 1.25 hours before sunset. So you'd have to finish by 4:45 p.m. 4:45 p.m. would be exactly Plaga Mincha, halfway between 3:30 p.m. and 6 p.m. Continues the Mishnah. Tfilas ha'erev ein lokeva. The davening of the Maariv prayer has no fixed time. In other words, it's all night. All night you can do it. And that's because it was made to correspond to the burning of the fats of the Korban Tamid that could be done all night. Some say, or some read into the Mishnah, this expression, Ein lo keva, why did it say it in such expression? It has no keva, literally it has no fixed time. Their reason is to impress upon us that the tefillah of Maariv was never originally made as a choiva, as an obligation like Shacharis Mincha. It was an option. But, as we said before, the Rambam paskens that nowadays it's not an option because the Klal Yisrael have taken it upon themselves as an obligation to read it every day, to say it every day. And finally, Musaf, Vishal Musafin, the Tefillah of Musaf, which we do on Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, Yom Tov, that Kol Hayom, all day. All day is the time. So if you haven't done Musaf in the morning, in the afternoon, you've got all day to do it. And that is just like the Korban Musaf, which was offered all day. Rabbi Huda Omer at Sheva Shoyes. Rabbi Huda says that Musaf also has a fixed time. It's a limit until 7 hours of the day, which means if on a perfect day from 6 to 6, by 1 p.m. you would have to finish Musaf.